Perek Aleph in Avos Yisrael in the Bayom Darkecha. So one word before we actually start, Eich Zochim Le'ahov Kol Yehudi, which we know is a Klal Gadol BaTorah. It's a principle, a basic definitional element of what it means to live on a deeper level with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to understand that we live in what many Svarim HaKadoshim call an Alma de Piruta, a bifurcated world. What does it mean, Alma de Piruta, a bifurcated world? Well, ultimately, we aim to see a world that is Hashem Echad, that is unified, that goes back to the Yom Echad, to the first day when there was just oneness. But we live in a world where there is separation. Separation between the actual experience of Hashem, the presence of Hashem, which we don't see evidently, and the reality that Hashem is Melocha La'aretz Kavodo. That's separate. It's not the same thing. It's not surprising to you that on the Monday, the first Monday of creation, it was Yom Sheni. Doesn't say Kitov. Because the shorish of everything is Achdus, but in a world where there's physical and spiritual, so the physical is separate from the spiritual. Memela, it's Alma de Piruda. It's a separate world. You're not surprised then that when Adam and Chava were living in that state before, so they didn't wear any clothing, v'lo yizbo shashu, because it was all oneness. There was no pirud between their physical and their spiritual. So now that we understand that we live in a world of pirud, so he says a very practical, basic approach to loving other Jews.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, it's probably not in the trend that you're going, but he never got a full understanding of the story with Adam and Chava when they ate from the tree.
Yes.
Okay? And it's Tov V'ra.
Yes.
Okay. So what, did they not know Tov
V'ra? Very good. Okay, so first of all, this question is like 3 days of worth of discussions.
Yeah.
But Al Regalachas, the Rambam, his approach is that before that they knew Emes and Sheker. They saw an objective distinction. Afterwards, they considered what we would call Tov and Ra, good and bad. Well, that is subjective. What's good for one person might be bad for somebody else, and vice versa. That's different than objective Emes and Sheker. You know, Dr. Twersky Zatzal, he said, I never met an alcoholic who didn't tell me that they decided in that moment that the right thing to do was to take that drink. They decided that was Tov. But it wasn't Tov. That was Sheker. So that's one of many approaches. But I think one consequence of that is this period that all of a sudden they're running around. Ribbono Shel Olam says to, who told you that you were naked? Right. You didn't have that experience before. You didn't feel that sense of shame. Well, they were living in an Olam of Yichud, and now they're in an Alma de Piruda. So that idea has many implications. So now he suggests Haderech Lizkos, the way to merit Lehov Kol Yehudi, to love every Jew, he ayidei knisa lepnimius. It is by entering into the inner, the inside, the pnim, the pnimius. What does that mean? Miyad kasher adam roe Yehudi. When you see a Jew, yistakel al hachiluk hapnimi shebo. Look at the inner self of that person. Dahainu al nishmaso, on his neshama, she chelek eloka mimal mamish, that it is a spark of the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol himself mamish. So he's saying not just kivyachol, actually. And that v'yischaber, and you should connect lehov es hanukudo elokis shebo, the spark of God. Liros shayudi azeh, to see that this Jew, who chelek mehashchina kdosha, is mamish a chelek of the shchina. We are a little olam. Each one of us is a shtickel olam, a little velt. So we have an alma de piruda, we have a chitzon, an outside, and we have a pnim, we have an inside. He says, if you want to really get to the shorish of Avos Yisrael, we have to look at the inside of people, their neshama. Unfortunately, on the outside, sometimes we see ugliness. Now, partly, we should know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and this is made famous by Shlomo Kalbach, Rav Shlomo and the many stories, but the probably the most famous story about this, and we don't have time for it today because it would take up the whole time, is the Schwarze Wolf story. That if you see someone who's very ugly, it's because Nebuch, you're ugly yourself. But that's all on the level of outside. On the inside, a person's just a neshama. Just a neshama. When you see that person, what you're seeing is the outside of the Adam Rishon, the part that was, you know, that was covered up by the Alei Te'ena, the fig leaves. But what's on the inside? The inside is a neshama. And that person's neshama is exactly the same as mine. And we forget that sometimes. There were years that we would take our kids, before COVID, to do ARK deliveries on Purim. You know, and sometimes you go places that our kids who grew up in this little area, they're not used to seeing those kind of things. Thank God we don't have that. But it's not so pushy. So you go to an apartment complex that's not so nice looking. And a Russian immigrant, a woman from the Soviet Union, opens the door. So if you look on the Chitzonia side, you say, wow, that mom is totally different, totally not Shaykh. But is that person's neshama any different than my neshama? It's not. We're absolutely the same Shoresh HaNeshama. So if you want to get hung up on the outside of the Alma de Piruda, the physical exterior, you're going to find a lot of differences. And there's not a lot to like, because there's not a lot in common. But if you get to the Shoresh, so that person, oh, maybe they chose to send their kid to a different school. Maybe they choose to particularly dress in such a way. But on the panemius, on the level of the neshama, it's all the same.
Don't judge a book by its cover?
So, number one, it's not just don't judge a book by its cover. It's to realize, A, that we live in an Alma de Piruda, that there's a book and there's a cover. And what you're seeing is just the cover. So besides the fact that we shouldn't judge, but if you get back to the inner core, it's impossible not to judge Latov. The core is just Tov. The core is just the Neshama. There is no Ra in the core. There's no judging. It's just a Nekuda of Tov. It's the Nekuda that's the Chelek Eloka Mimal. Ki tzarech lezbonin she'emesi shekol nivra eino dover atzmi. Anything that was created is not independent of Hashem. Elohu kli legilui or Hashem Yisbarach. It's just a vessel to hold the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our body is a vessel to hold the light of Hashem. And that's why...
Can I challenge that for a minute?
Yeah.
In this week's Parsha?
Yes.
Hashem says, now I know, man is evil from his youth.
Good. Okay.
So if man has got a good neshama, how could Hashem make that statement?
Ah, very good. And yet in last week's Parsha, the Rabbeinu Shalom said... Wait a second. So, I guess he says it in this week's parasha, but also said it in last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, he said, Yetzer lev ha'adam, that it's ra from the beginning, and therefore he's going to destroy the world. This week he says, Yetzer lev ha'adam is ra, and therefore he's not going to destroy the world. Right. So what happened? It's a contradiction, right? So I heard a beautiful pshat from Amelech Biederman, where he says, last week he says, rak ra kol hayom. That's where a person makes choices that are only ra, as opposed to a person who has struggles. Right. What does it mean, Yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu urav? It means that when a person is minu urav, when they're born into this world, they are contending with the Yetzer hara. But that's only on the outside. That goes back to another very, this is like, we should really extend this 20 minute to like 6 hours.
I saw another parish that said, in his youth he's bad, but then...
So that relates, oh, that's really good. Yeah. When you raise a little child, the child is just, in its nature, selfish. That, I think, is the pshat in the Avos Reb Nosson that says that only when a person, a boy becomes bar mitzvah, or a girl becomes bas mitzvah, then they develop a Yetzer Tov. Mm-hmm. You ask yourself, that's totally unfair. The Yetzer Hara gets a 13-year head start for me. The answer is the Yetzer Hara in this context is the guf that says, me, feed me, hold me, pay for me, right? Some people, they never grow out of that, right?
Yeah.
It's selfish. It's a whole selfishness. Right. So Yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu urav says, Der Boshem, when he put you into this world, he says, your goal is to bring godliness into the world and overcome a selfishness. It's also, it's connected to the same thing. Which part of the person is selfish? The exterior part of the person. The chelek hachitzoni is selfish. And that's why l'ta'ava, the pasuk says, yilta'ava yevakesh nifrad. If you're a person who is a bal taiva, yevakesh nifrad, you want to be by yourself. You don't want to be in other people's company. Why not? Why is a bal taiva an isolationist?
Other people hear about other people's problems?
Oh, could be. What else? Even on a more basic level.
Only concerned about himself. Why should he mix with anybody else?
And
it takes away from his mission of being a bal taiva.
Because then you have to share.
Right?
If you're sitting with other people, we have lunch together. You don't have lunch. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm eating lunch without you. But where does that come from? That's all coming from the tzara chitzoni. So Nebuch, we see sometimes people, they're selfish. They are. So how can we love a person who's selfish? So you know what we say? Look, Ken Zion, it's possible that person really is selfish. They're acting in a selfish way. But that's only the selfish personality that they're expressing, that we see, that's only on the chitzon. Deep down, if they were really in touch with their neshama, they wouldn't be disgusting. They wouldn't be selfish. So it's true, I can't stand the selfishness in that person. It's very, very difficult for me. It's a nisayon. But can I possibly see that there's something inside of that person? Maybe that person doesn't even see. They don't even recognize. That's the nekuda tova. Ubefrat Yehudi uchelek elokami mal mamish. Ben shel Hashem Yisbarach. That's the first step. The first step is to realize that the ugliness that you're seeing, aside from the fact that it's generally a reflection on ourselves, if we see that person being selfish, we ask ourselves, wait a second, maybe I'm a little bit selfish. That's the first thing. But even once we got past that, and we can't stand that person, can we tell ourselves it's true? We can't stand it. We can't stand it. But is that really the whole person? Is that everything? That's their entire being? The same way, lo aleinu, a person makes mistakes. We are careful when it comes to us. We judge ourselves as the whole person, right? If we make a mistake, we don't say, oh, that's the totality of our existence. No, we made a mistake. That's one part of ourselves. But we know there's another chelek. There's a good chelek. We're always down the kafskos about ourselves. We should be. It's the same thing for other people. It's true that person did something insensitive, horrible, but there's still a chelek hatov. So even the lowest of the low, lo aleinu, if we look at the pnimius, if we look at the chelek, that inner spark, we can connect to that. I saw, and we'll conclude with this because it's getting late, Dr. Lam, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, gave a drasha in 1954. We quoted a beautiful Sfasemis, in a different context, but he quoted the Sfasemis who says, how could it be that there's a mitzvah to love another Jew? How is there a mitzvah for Avos Yisrael? What do you mean? I'm supposed to just have this feeling? He says, it must be that we already have an inborn, an inner, innate feeling of Avos Yisrael. So what's the mitzvah? Nurture it. And that's this nekuda, that inside of us, we each have a chelek elokam imal. So we have the capacity to love ourselves, to love our inner neshama, to love ourselves despite our ugliness. So we have the capacity, that shorish of the panimis of the neshama, to love all people. It's just hard. Because there are fig leaves, because there's an exterior, because it's an alma de piruda. But if you look on the panimis, if you look on the inner side, if we focus on that, we can realize that that's not the entirety of the person, and we can love that nekuda ha'elokis shabo. We don't love the selfishness. We don't. We can't stand it. But we love the neshama of that person. We love the chelek alakam imam. Step one in this derech. Continue Mirz Hashem next week. Shkoyach.